We hold the power to create a brighter future. The power to demand leaders who unite us and restore our trust. Our vote isn't just a choice. It's a beacon of hope, a promise of change. 147 elected Republicans broke their oath to uphold the Constitution, conspiring to overturn our election. Many remain in office today, still undermining democracy. Thomas Jefferson said, "Government closest to the people serves the people best." Because what's best for big cities in South Florida might not be best for small towns in the Panhandle.
Every year, we end up paying more for insurance. Often, my husband and I worry about what a hospital visit could do to our budget and whether we would still even go. Jamie Raskin understands our concern and is fighting to lower Maryland's healthcare costs.
We're in a global extinction crisis, yet politicians in Oregon are pushing our wildlife to the brink. Now Governor Kate Brown is considering a plan to allow trophy hunting and trapping of Oregon's tiny population of wolves.
'Twas the night before Christmas, as Georgia turns blue. Most Georgians were suffering, apart from these two. That is, Looting Loeffler and Chicken Perdue.
Mitch passed laws to protect LGBTQ rights, fought against hate and discrimination, and defended abortion rights and reproductive freedom. For City Council, Mitch O'Farrell, proven leader, trusted by groups we trust.